Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is WWE Hall of Famer, The Think, Howard Finkel, and you're listening to the Nerd Coalition.
Welcome to
No Gimmicks Needed.
Yes! 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 Yes!
If you can survive, if I let you.
You have to be the man! You gotta beat the man! Woo!
Everybody's attention now.
Yeah, I hear you, CM Punk. Welcome back to the No Gimmicks Needed Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Andy, and joining me is my co-host. Now, Deion says it's prime time.
What's up, y'all? It's me, the PRIME.
We are here, and this is your podcast right before the Christmas holiday. Hope you guys listen to it on the Sunday. TLC is tonight, and me and Prime plan on coming back to give you guys a TLC review. I have not been reviewing Raw SmackDown because, you know what, I gave myself a little break. At first, I gave myself a week break, and then I seen Raw on Monday. I was like, why do I review this show?
I've been asking you that.
But you know what? Because the people out there, people want to know why I review the show and stuff like that. So I'm like, look, I'm going to start recapping the show instead of reviewing the full show. And, like, I'll recap it a little bit on the podcast and stuff. But I'm like, we're still going to do a TLC predictions and do it. So the go-home stuff was nothing really go-home about TLC or anything like that. So I'm just like, well, I probably will record the final Raw and SmackDown before and review it before the year is up. But I didn't want to bring myself to that. I'm trying to keep a level head here, okay? It's already been stressed enough, okay? And I just be having it on in the background. I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time to review this and edit it and do all that kind of stuff. I'm like, I'm there for the subscribers. And I am going to come back for you guys and do it right. But I'm sorry. This has been abysmal. So I had to put it out there. But we are here. I hope you guys are, you know, finished doing your Christmas shopping, or if you got your Christmas shopping done already, or got your PS5, whatever the case may be. You know, me and Prime are playing 2K NBA. I started the W. I got my daughter playing in WNBA.
Okay.
She averaging 9.9 points a game as a rookie.
Okay.
Leading all the rookies and everything like that. The only thing I'm trying to do is, like, I want her to be dunking, though. And I ain't talking about, like, just barely getting it. I'm talking about, like, cocking the shit back and dunking.
Oh, what you making, Brittany Griner?
No, I'm making Sage. Yeah, so she out there just balling. But however, the only thing I don't say about the W is, I'm like, yo, why it seems like my stats keep going up, but I'm not getting any better. It feels like I'm not getting any better whatsoever. So how you doing over your career?
We're doing good. I probably ain't played in like a week and so, but now we're doing good though. We're at the All Star game. I made it to the All Star game. So
you starting?
I'm like the first off the bench.
Okay.
I don't understand it because I'm like the best. Like, my partner is in the running for MVP. Like, he's the first, and I'm like the fifth for MVP. But yeah, I'm still coming off the bench, which I don't understand.
And what's your position?
Point guard.
You in the West, right?
Yep.
You ain't coming over Curry. You not starting over Curry?
Nah, Luka is for MVP right now. He's in the league.
As a point guard or shooting guard?
Luka is for shooting guard. He's the lead.
No, I'm saying, but if you're a point guard, that means you got Curry in the West. That's probably why you're not starting the All-Star game, because they will probably pick Curry over you.
I gotta look back at it. I don't think it's Curry. I think it's I don't think it's Curry. It's not Curry.
Well, neither here nor there. Sorry for that basketball talk real quick, y'all. But
yeah, sorry about that.
Welcome back to the No Gimmicks Needed Wrestling Podcast. So before we get into TLC predictions and Raw having a low rating and then USA wants some more edgier content, we got to go pay the bills for our edgier content on spacesphilly.com. SpacesPhilly.com, the production, you can guys get all your black podcast stuff and check out the content they have on there, such as Lulu and Pop Horror Show, Both Sides, and the Market Dark Show. You guys should check out the Nerd Coalition's content on there as well, such as the No Gimme Seat of Wrestling Podcast, Nerdgasm Talk Podcast, Turntables, Hip Hop Culture and Beyond, Drunk Dog Sober Tongues, and, you know, hopefully season two of Ballers Down should hopefully be up next year. I'm going to be trying to use the Anchor platform for that podcast as well. So make sure you guys stay tuned for all that great stuff. And, man, look, also, check out all the podcast apps, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you know, all that great stuff. Check us out on YouTube Premium for the snippets that we do put up on YouTube for you guys. And make sure you guys check out the Prime Nostalgia Podcast as well. He had another all-day cast member on here that this past Friday. So, every Friday, check out the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. And then pretty soon coming up is Prime Conversations.
Yep.
Which is a new podcast, which I can't wait to check out what that's going to be like and everything. But you want to give us a little background real quick?
Basically, just me talking to people I know about nothing. That's the long story short.
It's like a Wale album. It's a song about nothing.
Pretty much, you just, you know, just
shoot the shit.
Basically, that's all it is.
All right. Oh, Dad, I got to come up on there and shoot some shit with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's coming up soon. Make sure you guys check out Teespring/ The Real Nerd Coalition, or you go to TheRealNerdCoalition.com to get all your NC merch, the No Gimme See the Wrestling hoodie and t-shirt, the NC Studios, the NC Level Up, and the Nerdgasm Talk hoodies and stuff like that. Fight COVID-19 with your NC Studios mask or your NC Level Up mask, just because it's the winter time. And I don't know what it's like down there where Prime is at, but we got snow up here in Philly.
Yeah, what snow? I had like 80-degree weather today.
Man, look, y'all got 80-degree weather. We had snow and ice. So, you know what's funny, though? It's funny where people be like, y'all, man, y'all better get away from the hurricanes. They be like, hurricanes? We good. We don't want to go up there and deal with that snow and ice. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's fine dealing with that. It's amazing how, like, different people around the states are, like, used to different things.
Yeah.
But it's like this. I don't think me and you would never want to go to L.A. deal with them earthquakes.
You're right.
But they probably looking at us like, well, we don't want to deal with them hurricanes or that snow and ice. And middle America looking like, well, I don't want to deal with nothing. We got tornadoes.
Well, at least for us, we dare tell us when it's coming or when they think it's coming, so we can know what to prepare for in the earthquake. You don't know nothing.
No, well, bro, when it comes to the snow, they be like, you be waking up the next day, we got 6 inches coming. I'm like, we gotta go out there and shovel. Like now, I'm not saying, because you travel a lot, you have seen snow before, right?
Once, but it was like very, very faint.
Oh, cool. You need to come here during the snowstorm, bro. You'd be like, what? I remember when it was like, it had a coating in Atlanta when it snowed down there one time and it shut down everything. Nobody knew what to do. I was like, yep. A coating plus, we driving 15 inches up here.
Yep. Nah, that's understandable. You know, snow. What is going on? Yeah.
All right, guys. So
I think we just travel on the day so they don't just be like weather problems in general. So,
right on. So, guys, tonight is TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. Oh my! Usually when they had these pay per views when they first started, once again, I'm not a fan of the gimmick pay per views because you don't have to just have a TLC match once a year. You could have it.
I believe this is the 10th one.
I think it may be because it started back in 2009.
Okay, so the 11. Okay.
So, yeah, because I remember the first one had DX versus Jericho. in a TLC match for the tag team championships.
Jericho almost died.
Yeah, remember they had
he almost died.
Yep, and they had Shelton Benjamin versus Christian for the ECW championship in a ladder match. Sheamus versus John Cena in the fluke table match. Yeah, and they introduced the chair match, which is, I think it's so damn stupid. I'm like, why a chair match when somebody, when you can use any weapon you want?
I mean, yeah, you can use any weapon you want. That's like that one year they had the sledgehammer on the pole.
Yeah, with Kevin Nash and Triple H, which should never happen.
Yes, just why?
Just why? So now we're here for TLC. It's not, we don't have a tables match, we don't have a ladder match, we don't have a chairs match. We just have two TLC matches and a Firefly Inferno match.
Before we even get to that, do you think it'd be actual fire? Do you think it'd be like edited?
I think they're going to use actual fire like they used this past Monday when Randy Orton burned Bray Wyatt in the thing, and then they'll probably use some jump cuts and stuff like that. But I'm curious. I'm like, so is it an Inferno match, or is it, because Michael Cole said it on SmackDown when they were introducing the match, saying that it's going to be fire surrounded by the whole arena. I'm like, that's dumb.
So they're going to have fire on the LED boards with the lights from like a Christmas tree for the Firefly Funhouse. I don't know.
I don't truly get it. I'm like, so just be an Inferno match. Because just be an Inferno match. Unless they want to be like, well, we want them to be able to leave the ring because, you know, Bray Wyatt ain't going to hop over that ring and not get burnt. So, and you know, one of his locks get caught up in that fire. It's going to rat. But, you know, Randy Orton like, well, I'm not fighting all that heat right there. So maybe they want to put it like around the stage to the point that they can't escape the stage or the ramp or nothing like that, and they just, I don't know how it's going to be, but we're going to get to that. But right now, the match, the card don't look that bad, but there's a couple matches I am actually looking forward to. So why don't we just get start off with them right now. For the tag team championship, the Raw Tag Team Championships, we have the New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, taking on the Hurt Business, Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin, for the Raw Tag Team Championship. So, do the Hurt Business bring more gold to the stable, or do the New Day outsmart the Hurt Business yet again for like the fourth straight week?
Haven't they fought for the titles like every week?
So the first match they fought for just to see if they could get opportunity for the titles. They won. The second match they fought was for the titles, but then New Day won. And then they did Cedric versus Woods, where Cedric won.
So they get a title match after that, and then they got
Shelton versus Kofi, but Kofi won. But then Cedric challenged Kofi, and then Cedric beat Kofi, so he has a win over Xavier and Kofi. So then now they get the title match after that, which leads to TLC.
That just sounds like a whole bunch of nothing.
It really did. I don't understand why they had to protect the babyfaces so much by having them win first and then start the match over, and then the Hurt Business went, like, you can just let the Hurt Business win the match. But either or there, who takes home the tag team championships?
Look, they might as well just give it to the Hurt Business. They've been fighting for like 5 weeks and losing almost every week. So just give it to them.
I mean, well, Cedric ain't been losing, so Cedric has been on top of his game, but I do see the Hurt Business taking the tag team championship so they can bring most of the gold on Raw to the Hurt Business. Like, I'm telling y'all, if y'all was to get a woman, put Naomi in the group, and you can groom her for the Raw title, please, that'd be great.
Yeah, we would love that, but you know, Naomi just hasn't been nowhere to be found.
I don't even know where she at. Don't even know where she's at at all. They don't even use her. But they probably tell her to come to work. So since the match did not work out on SmackDown, we get, again, Sasha Banks versus Carmella for the Women's Championship. And then, you know, we've seen them fighting. Sasha Banks came out looking all kinds of good on Friday. Did you see her on SmackDown?
Yep.
So, yep, so, look, like how Sherbert Cup said it, she look good late, she gonna be great, 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 great.
That's funny.
Yeah, so yeah, she kind of looking like like she was at the club with Snoop tonight, and then attack Carmella and her guy who sits the table for her. And so I don't need Carmella to win the championship. Sasha needs to hold it until WrestleMania, and they need to groom Bianca Belair to come and get that championship. I have Sasha Banks winning. Who do you have?
I got Sasha. There's no reason to take the title off of her, especially this soon.
I agree. Then we got, okay, God, why is this even a thing? For the Women's Tag Team Championships, we have Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler taking on Asuka and a mysterious partner. So since they took out Lana on Monday on Raw, and they gave her like a brutal beatdown, I was like, this is kind of uncomfortable. But I was like, but okay. They gave her a brutal beatdown, so now Asuka has to try to find a partner. Who will the partner be? People are thinking it could be a returning somebody. I heard somebody say Becky Lynch. I'm like, Becky is home with her baby. She ain't come back for this.
Hey, if it was up to Vince, Becky would have been back last month.
You said what?
If it was up to Vince, Becky would have been back last month.
Last month. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. Like, push the baby out of, come on. So, first of all, I'm going to ask you, who do you think the tag team partner is going to be? And, will Asuka and them get the tag team championships?
Honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing her do it all by herself.
Wow, that would make Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax look bad.
Well, I mean, they could do it like they don't get along and she sneaks the victory, get a roll up pin or something. Like,
look, I'm gonna go off on a limb here. It's not gonna be Becky. It's not gonna be Ronda. It's not going to be Charlotte. People thinking like that. I'm going off the limb here. What do y'all think if it's Kairi Sane?
I don't think it. Then you know she's not winning then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she don't need to win because Asuka's a champion already. But I'm just like,
yeah, I'm just ready to get the titles off of Nia Shayna. That's probably why.
Look, I'm just saying, I don't know how long Kairi Sane is supposed to be gone for. She's still on the W contract. Like they didn't officially like take her off the contract or anything like that.
Yeah, she has a different contract.
She has a different contract. So, I mean, you never know. They could have Asuka's partner come back and say Kairi Sane come back.
Okay, you know what? I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other person, I would say, yeah, but you want to come back to fight Nia Jax while she retired in the first place?
You know what? You're right. I'm not even there. Because she probably come back like, no. Yeah, you're right. I don't even want to.
She come back and Nia Jax looking at her. I'm retiring again.
I'm retiring again. The only person I can see that's not really doing anything is like, maybe they'll think about bringing Charlotte back. Maybe. It's not going to be Becky or Ronda. I don't even know. I don't think Ronda ever going to come back. But, I don't. Maybe Naomi.
It might just be Asuka by herself.
You know what? I'm starting to look at it that way. You know, they try to build it up for something, and like it could be Asuka by herself. So you know what? I'm gonna go with you on that one. And Nia Jax is here to base retain.
Okay. Either Nia by herself, or they do Mandy Rose, since Mandy Rose did come out there.
But Mandy Rose is a tag team with Dana Brooke though.
Look, I don't know the tag teams anymore. They broke up Peyton Royce and Billy Kay just for both of them to join different tag teams. I don't know, okay?
Which was stupid.
They broke up Peyton Royce and Billy Kay, like one of the best actual team in France, to put them both in different tag teams.
To put them with Lacey Evans and Tamina.
Tamina or one of them, I don't know, but just why?
That was dumb.
Oh, no. What if it's Tamina?
Ew. Well, Tamina was on SmackDown with Billy Kay, so I don't know.
Yeah, so was Billy Kay. He was just on Raw with somebody, wasn't she?
I don't remember her on Raw. I really don't remember her on Raw.
I thought she was on like, when she was doing a little resume. I don't know.
I think she was on Talking Smack because she was there with the Riot Squad.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, I'm gonna have Asuka go by herself, but Shayna and Nia win. So now we get to some of the big matches. Let's go into the Fiend Bray Wyatt taking on Randy Orton in a Firefly Inferno match. Which honestly, I don't know what the rules are for Firefly Inferno match, other than I know that it's like an Inferno match. So,
either.
Huh?
I don't think they do either. So. Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here trying to look at the notes here, and I'm like, there's nothing about what a Firefly Funhouse match is, a Firefly Inferno match is. So I'm going to take it as an Inferno match. Remember when they used to call the Inferno match a Ring of Fire match with Bray Wyatt in there?
I thought they only did that in different companies.
Huh?
I thought they only did that in a different company.
No, remember SummerSlam 2013? It was Bray Wyatt versus Kane in a Ring of Fire match.
I thought they just called it that to change it up, to make it like a Bray Wyatt thing.
Oh, I guess. Well, then now we got a Firefly Inferno. So, whatever case may be, I think it's just going to be a regular Inferno matchup. Some cool to see. I mean, it's always cool to see Inferno matches, but once again, Orton ain't getting burnt. Okay. But neither is The Fiend. The Fiend needs to win here to, finally get his heat back for Randy Orton burn down his house. So I think it could be a thing where it's like a cut where I think it's not going to be fire surrounded by the ring. I really think it may be like fire surrounded by in the building or whatever the case may be, or just fire everywhere. It's like fighting to burn the house. And all the times that Randy Orton tried to set a blaze to Bray Wyatt from his house to put him in the crate and The Fiend came out, I think he's going to try to do that. But then Randy Orton will get a taste of his own medicine. And then, they're going to put him, lock him in the Firefly Funhouse. He's going to set a blaze and then give Randy Orton a month off before Edge comes back. So
I can see that.
Yeah. And then, so it gives Randy Orton some time to get off. And then Edge comes back, and then we we build up Orton and Edge again. So I got The Fiend winning, but I have it in that kind of way of him turning the things over on Randy Orton. How do you have it?
I think that probably be the same. Orton somehow gets in a box or something, and they burn the box, and he thinks Orton kind of just takes off for however long he feels. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I think that'd be dope. TLC. So, which one am I more excited about? The Drew McIntyre one or the Roman Reigns one? So, you know what? Honestly.
Wait a minute. Roman Reigns have there in a TLC match? I thought it was just tables.
No, it's a TLC match.
Okay.
Uh-oh. So, Drew McIntyre takes on AJ Styles for the WWE Championship in a TLC matchup. I think this is probably going to be, when it comes to match quality, is going to be the better of the two TLC matches, only because this, I think, is going to focus more on match, where the Roman Reigns thing is going to focus more on story.
Okay.
So, I do. AJ Styles has been, they talked about it on Raw. He has been in a TLC match for that championship and won. That's the one he had.
They won't say who he fought.
Wonder why. If anybody has not seen the TLC match between AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose from TLC 2016, do yourselves a favor, and if you don't want to watch anything else, at least watch that match.
That's a very good match.
You was laughing at it? Would you think so?
No, I actually just saw somebody get cracked so hard. So my bad.
Oh. The TLC between Dean Ambrose and AJ Styles was a very good match, and both men take some risks.
Oh yeah.
AJ Styles does a springboard to Dean Ambrose to the outside. He does a springboard 450, and Dean Ambrose is only on one table, so he kind of hits him, but falls on his face also, because the momentum goes on. Huh?
He kind of does a scorpion.
Exactly, yeah. We also have Dean Ambrose gives like an X-plex to AJ Styles through four chairs. That looks sick. So they really had a brutal TLC matchup, and AJ Styles prevail in a very good match. So make sure you watch that. So I think this is going to be similar, but I do believe that Drew McIntyre does beat AJ Styles and goes on to win the matchup and retains the WWE Championship, because for some reason, don't get me wrong, I don't agree and I do not think this should be happening, but for some reason, I truly think that it's going to be Sheamus and Drew McIntyre at either the Royal Rumble or WrestleMania.
That's what you think?
That's what I think. I don't want it to be that, but that's what I think.
We'll see. I don't know.
So your thoughts on this matchup? Who wins the WWE Championship and the TLC match?
I think Drew is going to win, obviously, but I think AJ is going to pull out all the stops. Like, all the stops.
Yeah, I think we're getting the Springboard 450. I think we're getting the Phenomenal forearm through the end. Like, I like the spot. A lot of people probably don't, but I like the spot when they're on the outside and he's inside in the ring and he does a springboard to the outside and the phenomenal forearm through the announce table.
You talking about in the one, the table, like, explode?
Yeah, it's kind of, remember he did it too. Yeah. Roman Reigns at Payback. And then he did that Shinsuke at Money in the Bank. Like, yeah, I like that. He does a phenomenal forearm from inside the ring to the outside. And then the table just explodes behind him. I think that's just a visually cool spot.
No, it's actually like a real, like, good spot. Especially when they, like, explode. When it just, like, when they don't explode and they just land on it, kind of feel like, ugh.
Yeah.
When they explode, it's better.
It do. So hopefully, because the one with Roman, was the one that Roman that exploded and Nakamura kind of, like, fell through, or was it the other way around?
No, the one with Roman exploded. The one with Nakamura, they kind of just, like, slid off the table.
Okay, yeah, because the one Roman was like, I'm like, damn. And Roman and McIntyre are big guys, so you already know the impact alone is going to just, you know, not knock them through the table. So I think we're going to see all that. TLC matchup for the Universal Championship. Roman Reigns takes on Kevin Owens. Now, this storyline has been getting pretty good as he told Jay to go finish him, man. And then it was funny that each segment at SmackDown, when Owens was trying to get back up, Jey Uso was there hitting him with chairs, hitting him with tables, is beating him down to the end where Roman Reigns and Jey Uso literally buried Kevin Owens with tables, ladders, and chairs. They buried him with it, and he still found a way back up and told, you know, Roman, you know, that he's not scared of him. So, for storyline purposes alone, it's going to be an entertaining matchup. But Roman is not going to do like Roman Reigns work, because we've seen Roman and KO had a hardcore match before. Remember the Royal Rumble of, was it 20?
Almost every other Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens match.
Yeah, what was the Rumble? It was him and Kevin for the, because it was the roles reversed.
Royal Rumble 2017.
Yeah, him and Roman had a match for the Universal Championship, and it was a. Yeah, it was a street fight or no holds bar, something like that. So yeah, it was
like a no holds bar. Yeah.
So they have good hardcore matches, but now the elements have changed.
You know, I just hate the one spot I hate when Kevin Owens goes up for the pop up powerbomb and then Roman catches him in the air with the
Superman punch. You know that's coming.
That's the only one I hate. Like, everything else is cool when they do it over. But every time he fights Kevin Owens, it's like the same move every time. He does it every time. Other than that, though, I'm cool. I don't care. But I don't know why that one exactly irks me.
I'd have seen you on that one. So, Roman is not climbing this ladder. Jey Uso is going to be a factor in this matchup. And I have Jey Uso playing the James Ellsworth role and going up there and climbing to get the belt for Roman Reigns as he's been in like a battle. Because I see more of the finish of Roman Reigns he's trying to teach Kevin Owens a lesson. And Kevin Owens has just not been learning the lesson. So I see Roman Reigns like spearing the shit out of Kevin Owens through like the barricade
No, no barricade spots, please.
No, you don't think it's gonna be no barricade? You know it's gonna be a barricade spot.
I'm tired of barricade spots. Just the Thunderdome alone.
Well, if you recognize all the Roman matches have had barricade spots when it comes to big matches, or maybe like a Keith Lee and Strowman thing.
It's so weird because it's not just, it's like, not only does the one part of the barricade fall, the whole barricade falls. That's why it's like, just looks so weird.
Okay.
I don't know.
When the whole barricade fall, only once when, twice. With the Keith Lee, Strowman, and I forgot who the other person was, the triple threat match. And then that's when it fell. And then also when it was Roman and Drew at Survivor Series, that whole barricade fell. It,
it just looks so weird, though, every time they do it.
But I have a feeling he's going to like spear him through the barricade or spear him through one of the LED boards or something. He's going to spear him through something to keep him out of commission. And then Jey Uso, I'm going to get it, is going to go and climb the ladder and retrieve the Universal Championship, and that's how they're going to win. Roman's not going to go up there and get his hands dirty.
I can see KO at the top and then Jey Uso running up there and like hitting him in the head with a briefcase, and then he falls off, and then Roman spears him through like a ladder that's setting up somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Then while Jey gets it, then he kind of like drops it down, He gets down and hands it to him, like the head of the table. He gets it like the dude from Pulp Fiction.
I mean, that's a possibility too. I still got Roman winning, Jey Uso heavy involvement in this matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roman's not climbing no ladder.
Yeah, so. No. He gonna look at him like this. Get it. Go up there and get me what's mine. Which, by the way, like I said, Roman has been killing it on this angle in the first place. So, you know, say shout out to Roman. But that, guys, those were our TLC predictions. So far, it's only been 6 matches. Nothing else been named or anything. That
I think they're going to do like R-Truth versus like Otis on the pre-show.
Oh, Lord. Probably some dumb shit like that. You never know.
Peyton Royce and Shayna Baszler. Who was the Peyton Royce and her partner versus Tozawa.
Tozawa. We really just gotta get people out here now. Do you plan on reviewing the Slammy Awards?
The Slammy or the Sammy Awards?
Oh, Jesus. The Slammies.
Oh, what about them? Like, you want to like do like a mock?
No, I was thinking about doing a review of the show. It comes on Wednesday.
Why didn't they just do it on... they used to do it on Raw, didn't they?
They used to do it on Raw, but yeah, no, it's going to be its own show on the network. It comes on in the morning.
And wonder why nobody watch.
Yeah.
You know what? Hold on. No, I want to do a mock thing of who they got real quick. I want to see what their awards are.
Okay, sure. You can look it up. I'll wait.
Let's see. All right, I'm going to see. All right, we'll go through this real quick. I'm going to go from the bottom to the top on this list. Return of the year. You got Edge, Roman Reigns, MVP, Goldberg, and Sami Zayn.
Well, honestly, I know who it's going to be. I am biased, though. MVP did have a good comeback, but it's going to Edge.
He's got to go to Edge. This man came back from career-threatening injury. When you said you know who it's going to be, I thought you was going to say Roman Reigns, because you know how to, you know, they'll probably try to give it to Roman.
Oh, no, no. It's going to Edge. It needs to go to Edge. I'm just saying, I also like MVP. You know, MVP, they had nothing very special for him to come back. I mean, he just came back at the Rumble. It was like, oh, shit, it's MVP. But he came back and had an awesome run and has an awesome group, and he's just awesome.
He came back having like a second, like solid good run.
Exactly.
Know? And featured and everything.
Don't give a fuck about Goldberg. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And Sami Zayn was bound to come back anyway. And Roman's comeback, I mean, was dope. I'm saying, and him coming back and being a heel, he changed his whole thing, but it don't beat Edge's.
Okay. Tag team of the year, you got Street Profits, Shinsuke, and Cesaro. Bayley and Sasha, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, and The New Day.
I know they're going to probably want to give it to Bayley and Sasha, but I picked the Street Profits.
I picked Bayley and Sasha.
I mean, I want them to win too. I'm saying, but you know, they had the falling out. But most of the year they were a damn great tag team. The role models, was it Bayley Dose Straps and Sasha Two Belts? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I would get. So they just kind of like had like a solid run of them just both with both championships and just in the tag team division in general. They defended it on all the brands.
You all right? They did wrestle on NXT, Raw, and SmackDown. So you know, saying yeah, no days off. Becky and Sasha.
Yeah, rivalry of the year. Seth Rollins versus the Mysterio family. McIntyre and Orton and Edge. Sasha versus Bayley. R-Truth versus The Rail. And Lana versus announcer tables.
Ooh, this category is terrible, but. If I had to pick anybody, it's either going to be between Rollins and the Mysterio family or Orton and Edge.
I don't know. I might be leaning towards Sasha and Bayley, but they didn't finish it right, I don't think. But the feud and the leading up to it was good. But the
you know
sudden
what?
Abrupt five matches they had was kind of...
I mean, it's cool, but I don't think they had a chance to rival long enough, but you know.
They couldn't just wait. They just had to do it right on SmackDown. We did this long feud for a SmackDown match. So,
we didn't have a match on SmackDown. You know, we had it in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, but I'm saying their first match they had ever in their feud. Like, so when they rekindled the feud was on SmackDown.
Mm.
Then they had to do it again at just basically how they did this one with Carmella and Sasha, basically.
Yeah, it may go to them too. So I won't be surprised. I won't be mad either.
Go to Edge, Randy. I wouldn't be surprised if you go to Edge or Randy either. Seth Rollins and Mysterio just can't win. They just can't.
Yeah, they just. Yeah, after I was like, okay, we got Dominic Mysterio out the mix, but other than that, no. All
right, this is probably the toughest category. Match of the year. AJ and Undertaker, Boneyard match.
Uh-huh.
New Day and the Hurt Business on Raw?
I don't even know why that's on the thing. I don't even know why that's on the thing. Not saying it was a bad match, it was just like, that's not a match of your contender.
Yeah, that's not a match I stand out. Edge versus Randy Orton. This is the greatest show.
Oh, the greatest wrestling match ever, okay.
The Men's Royal Rumble. AJ versus Daniel Bryan for the Intercontinental Championship on SmackDown.
Ooh, that was a great one.
Roman versus Jey Uso, Hell in a Cell, I Quit.
No, thank you.
Sasha versus Bayley, Hell in a Cell.
That was good.
AJ versus Sammy versus Jeff Hardy, Intercontinental Championship match.
That was a very creative ladder match.
Drew McIntyre versus Roman at Survivor Series. And Becky versus Asuka at the Royal Rumble.
Well, Becky and Asuka's not winning.
Honestly, I would probably say AJ versus Daniel Bryan or the Men's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I was going with that. I was like either AJ and Daniel because that was an awesome match. The Men's Royal Rumble. I'm not going to sleep on Sasha and Bayley at Hell in a Cell. That was a great match.
It was a great match, but I feel like I almost gave them like every award they was up for. So
because they were just cleaning house like Last of Us too. I'm thinking because I don't want to give them every award either. But that AJ and Daniel Bryan match was good. But I think the Men's Royal Rumble was like so perfectly booked that it was just an amazing match, and we still had fans.
So who would get that award, McIntyre or Brock?
I'll give it to McIntyre. Give it to McIntyre because he won the match.
Okay. And then Superstar of the Year. Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, Braun Strowman. I don't know why he on this list. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, Asuka, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Becky Lynch, or Charlotte Flair.
Well, Becky missed most of the year, so the Charlotte missed most of the year. So I'm not giving it to them. But Superstar of the year.
Honestly,
I think we'll go Drew McIntyre.
Look, I hate to do this, but I think Sasha Banks. She's won all three titles this year.
Okay, but now Drew won the Royal Rumble. He beat Brock at WrestleMania, and he's held the title. He has, like, Drew McIntyre has, like, single-handedly revamped his career since the late 2019 going up into 2020, and he has made a believer out of me, and he has had great matches with all of them, people that he had in each pay-per-view, even Bobby Lashley. So,
okay.
I mean, I like Sasha. Don't get me wrong. Trust me, Sasha has had a great year also. But I don't know if she wins Superstar. Maybe she wins Best Female Wrestler, something like that. But I mean,
no, they just do like Superstar. I just say Sasha because, like, I thought, like, winning all three titles in 1 year was, like, special. Like, really, like, she had, like, a good, like, just run. Even though Drew had the title for most of his time. And,
trust me. I know we understand that, but you know, we don't understand that. I think,
well, you know, they're
going to
give Drew a
reign
just because.
I'm going to give it to Drew McIntyre. I'll give it to Drew McIntyre off rip because Drew McIntyre had a lengthy title run. I don't know what the hell they gave to Randy Orton for that one little time, but Drew McIntyre came back, kicked his ass for it, and had an awesome match with Roman Reigns. So I'm going to go Drew McIntyre on that one.
Okay.
Is there any more?
That's all the categories.
All right, well, the Sammy Awards should be interesting, I guess. But I'll call Prime. I know he probably going to be up there early in the morning because neither will I.
It's hosted by R-Truth. Of course it is.
That should be... I mean, R-Truth could be very entertaining and sometimes it could be very annoying. So it depends
on... Yeah, but if he's the host, you know he's going to get chased the whole show or whatever.
Yeah, I'm so sick of this. I'm like, you know, the whole... You know what? I hope they don't give him...
Wait a minute. We got more categories.
We do. All right. Let's see. Because, wait, don't they have like a tell me I didn't just see that category?
No, they got ring gear of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can... I'm gonna try to explain this to you the way I could. So we're gonna have to probably give me like a second so I can find the actual picture so I can explain to you what they look like.
Oh God!
Give me a second.
I know they tried to ring gear of the year. So is that the only category you found? You found more?
No, I found more.
No, okay.
I just did ring gear because I wanted to explain to you like what it looked like. This ring gear. Okay. Ooh. Sasha Banks ring gear when she had on the all baby blue with the I can't even explain. You know the
send it over
so you can see for yourself so we can look at this together.
All right, yeah, send that thing over.
This was like the baby blue. I think it's probably when she fought Bailey. You don't have to scroll over if you get it. But, Sasha Banks is the first one. Ring gear of the year.
Hello.
Yeah. It's the light blue, black. And scroll over. You got Seth Rollins. Which this Seth Rollins attire is so bland to what he usually wears. I don't even know why that's on there. But all right.
Why? Because it said Monday Night Messiah on that joint. Like, no, thank you. You know what? The New Day with that Gears of War was fire, though. Yeah,
the Gears of War, you got Bianca Belair with her black history.
Come on, we gotta do it for the culture, though.
You got Charlotte Flair, which she has, the only thing she has is a white robe. That's it.
I mean, I see Charlotte Flair in sexier and prettier stuff. Carmella.
Yeah, Carmella. Yep.
What? First of all, people, Carmella's entrance, though, on Friday on SmackDown wasn't that bad.
Okay. Then you got Carmen
Sandiego. So. Bruh. Nakamura got to put his legs together to get that rising sun, right? So is that all the nominees?
Yeah, those are all the nominees for that category. Now, I'm going to say the New Day or Bianca.
I'm definitely going to go with either the New Day with the Gears of War, or I'm going with the Bianca Belair Black History Black is King attire.
Yeah, but Sasha does have a good chance to win. Yep.
You know what? Long as it goes to the culture.
Okay.
I'm on Sasha, Bianca, or New Day. Long as it go to the culture, I'm cool.
Okay, we got breakout star of the year.
All right. Oh, you know who top of this list?
Bianca Belair.
Okay.
Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
Otis or the Street Profits?
Bianca Belair.
I'm gonna say Bianca or the Street Profits.
Then Street Profits have been better. They're like most improved. But it's either gonna go to Bianca Belair or Dominic Mysterio. You know that. If there's no Rookie of the Year, then there is going to Dominic Mysterio.
I think that's their quote unquote Rookie of the Year.
Well, there goes Dominic Mysterio then.
Okay.
I mean, I wanted to go to Bianca Belair, but it goes to.
Dominic. I feel like wasn't she like headlining NXT main events in 2019 too?
Who, Bianca?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Well, they don't count that.
Probably don't. No, that's an NXT member.
That's messed up. How did Drew McIntyre come from NXT? He's not. And these people, Bobby Roode come from NXT, but he wasn't known as a rookie.
Hold on. You talking about some count all these things. Didn't Keevy had to get sent back to the Performance Center?
You're right. Alright. This is the last one. Moment of the year. I don't even want to say that one first, because that one, I'm gonna go the other way. I'm not going to start with the first one that they see. Alright. Moment of the year. The New Day's farewell address.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I just not seen this. Big E's singlet says big meaty men slapping meat.
Big men slap meat.
Drew McIntyre defeating Brock Lesnar for the title at PC Mania.
PC Mania.
Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman unite. Bayley betrays Sasha Banks. Becky announces she's pregnant. They just gotta give her an award somehow. The New Day gets drafted to different brands. That's probably the worst moment of the year.
Yeah,
they ain't do nothing with Big E. Edge is returning for moment of the year. And we got The Undertaker's finally for a wear with the paint then. Thank you, take your chance.
It's either gonna go between Becky's pregnant or Edge returning at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I can see Edge winning it or Becky, but geez, them Undertaker pipe didn't chance was just terrible.
It was terrible. And if, I swear they're gonna probably force that award on him anyway, and I'll be like, that's just dumb.
Here he is accepting this award for the first time ever.
Yeah, it's exactly the Undertaker on TikTok. Hey guys, no, I'm good.
Have you seen his TikTok?
I'm not. I'd rather not.
He's not dancing or nothing, but it's still weird to see him just talk regularly.
Because I'm pretty sure him, Michelle McCool, and his daughter will probably start doing that body yaddy yaddy chatter, the Made the Stallion. Can you imagine doing that?
If I'm taking those, I'm out.
Can you imagine they're doing it with the leg, like body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy? I'm like, no! It's a wrap. It's a wrap. I'm done. I can't do no more. I can't do no fucking more.
That's something I feel like I see The Rock doing with his daughter, so, like.
Yeah, but not taking his daughter.
I mean, his knees don't go that far. You do body, you on the oddie, and you that's it.
I mean, they had old folks doing it and everything in these videos, man. So, don't be surprised if I take him and Michelle McCool's to do the video. Just to fucking do it. So,
that's all the awards.
That's all this. Okay, so that's the mock awards. I know me and Prime Time, what we've probably watched and review and stuff like that. I mean, there have been some decent things that happened in wrestling this year and some very terrible things that happened in wrestling this year. And so obviously, I got my PWI magazine. They had the top five, you know, they do it every year, the top five, 500 women.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I was thinking, you know, probably next week for the end of the year, we can do a mock one of their awards. You know, it's all wrestling for them.
Okay.
Yeah, so I could bring the magazine, and then we can go over our mock version of what we think the draft's going to be. So, did you see Raw this past week?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Raw sucked. No shit. But we went from some good stuff, which was Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt playing hide and seek over the whole arena, and then he attacking. Bray Wyatt puts him in the crate, lights him on fire. The Fiend emerges and takes out Randy Orton. So I thought that was the good things, the good about Raw. I'm going to just go over the stuff that I thought was good and the stuff that obviously was bad and the stuff that I just was atrocious with. Along with that, some other good stuff that we had, if there was any really on Raw, because like I said, Raw was just like a AJ Styles versus Sheamus was dope. The Miz and John Morrison and AJ Styles present the Nightmare Before TLC. That opening segment that they had, that was actually pretty dope. It was a great opening segment, and AJ Styles and John Morrison was acting out the story, and I thought it was really dope. I thought it was really cool. Those were the good. The bad, Ricochet versus Mace, when it came to him trying to join Retribution, even though Mace has a cool finisher. Then we also have Keith Lee losing to The Miz and Morrison.
You know he was
gonna in a handicap match.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I'm gonna add this to the good because I didn't mind it. Jeff Hardy and the New Day taking on the Hurt Business. 6-man tag match. Good for Mandy Rose saving Dana Brooke with that tight leather outfit she had on, so she looked great. Okay, now back to the bad. Riddle versus MVP. It was a very short matchup. I didn't mind the Drew McIntyre AJ Styles beatdown at the end of the show, and the terrible. Jackson Ryker is back.
I thought we knew that.
I didn't know that.
I thought he was on the last week.
No, Jackson Ryker just came back to be a lot. People, he's back as Elias's bodyguard.
Yeah, he was on there last week.
I honestly didn't pay attention to that.
Okay, well, if it wasn't that, it must have been like main event.
Oh, yeah, I did hear he say he was on main event.
Oh,
then, I don't watch main event.
I don't either. I just seen a picture of him standing on a stage, and he was behind him with a hoodie or something.
So, all right, just be aware of your tweets, I guess. I mean, I can't sit here and get mad like, well, damn, Jackson Ryker still got a job. I'm like, Velveteen Dream still got a job too. So
does Lars Sullivan.
And Lars Sullivan. So I'm just like,
well, which I don't know how.
WWE is just trash. You know what I'm saying? I mean, regardless. So. I'm like, I was like, well, get Jackson Ryker out of here. I'm like, but Lars Sullivan still got a job. Velveteen Dream still got a job. So I'm like, well, there you go. So Jackson Ryker's back. I even before the tweets, I'm not a fan of Jackson Ryker, period.
And yeah, even when he was Gunner, TNA.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't really care. First of all, his role is even more pointless because you are here to stop people from interrupting Elias' music because you've seen the light. But then all people do is come out here. R-Truth comes out and interrupts the music, and you did nothing about it. So Elias does not need a bodyguard. He's a push. He doesn't need a bodyguard. Why is everybody getting bodyguards? I can understand AJ having almost. I really can. But other than that, Elias don't need a bodyguard like Jackson Ryker.
Baron Corbin don't need two bodyguards either.
Baron Corbin don't need to be a king no more.
I don't know why he had two bodyguards.
Well, we have reason why I brought up Raw to do a quick recap is because USA Network is reportedly furious with the Raw ratings, and they want WWE to have adult content. Raw drew its lowest viewership in ratings in WWE history. Monday Night Raw drew an average of 1.5 to 7 million viewers on the USA Network, a 12% drop from last week's 1.737 million. So they are furious at Raw, and now they're saying that a source from WWE told Alex McCarthy that USA Network is very unhappy with the numbers, and that they are wanting WWE to start moving to more adult content. To clarify, not sexy adult, but dark and violent adult content.
So, chair shots to the head.
But so, I'm guessing more of a TV 14 approach. Now, when they say sexy, obviously we're probably not going to get no HLA, or we're probably not going to get.
That was unnecessary in the first place.
It was, but
I think they just mean more ridiculous stuff, like someone driving in a monster truck and running over other cars, because it's just different. We need to bring back the bridge.
Go to hell, and it knocks them off the bridge.
Something memorable. Basically, I think that's what they just trying to want.
Uh huh.
Like, usually on back in the day on Raw, it's like something memorable every week. You know, all Raws were known for something. Like, that Raw when Stone Cold did this, or that Raw when somebody did that. Now, what are Raws known for now? Nothing.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, when it comes to darker content, honestly, one way to fix the problem that you got on Monday Night Raw is, Vince McMahon is the problem. Bruce Pritchard is a problem. And these 30 writers are a problem. When you have people writing a script out for you, you gotta retrace the script. That shit is dumb. It feels inauthentic when people are doing their promos. And on top of that, you have to create situations that are more of an adult kind of situation, opposed to the stuff that you've been doing. Such as, if the New Day and the Hurt Business are going to have matches, why can't the Hurt Business just win a match? Why do the New Day have to win first and they got to restart the match? It makes them look stupid. Why can't the Hurt Business put down a beatdown on management? Why can't the Hurt Business be like, look, we've been doing this thing, and Bobby deserves his championship opportunity. Why can't the Hurt Business drag Adam Pearce out and beat the shit out of him? It gotta be something along those lines to be like, okay, cool. Why can't you can do something more dark and violent, like with the women, in a way, instead of just making them one eye candy and two, just. It's so hard to kind of like to book the women, but they just need a lot. They have a lot of issues. And the point, I'm not really getting up here because it's so late. I'm not sitting here going to rant and rave because y'all already heard me do shit like that already. But you can turn Keith Lee to a monster. Like you got to get Vince McMahon away, and you're not going to do that. And you got to get Bruce Pritchard away, and you're not going, because Bruce Pritchard is Vince McMahon's yes man. And he has not been writing good for the show. And you got to take some risks now. Monday Night Football, it's about to be over anyway, because we're about to be in week 15, I think. So, it's not much, really, you could do. Honestly. It's nothing really is going to change, like USA probably wants it to, when you got Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard doing shit like that.
Was Pat Patterson still like on the committee, or was he not?
You know what? I don't even know when he died. I don't even know if he was on the committee or not. I really don't. But I mean, it would explain a lot of things if he wasn't. So, what do you think? Seeing Raw, we know how bad Raw is. If you're USA Network, right? what are some things you're looking for? Because I'm not looking for Mary Will to be like bro nuts, you know.
I'm looking for stuff that's less corny. Yeah.
Like I mean, because yeah, like the bro nuts stuff. Like, they made Matt Riddle like a corny stoner. Dude, you're fire face. I'm like,
and then he messed up one week. He was like, you know, the Hardy Bros. I mean, boys. We should call ourselves the Hardy Bro. I was like, come on, man.
He fucked that whole thing up. He did. He dropped it a little bit too early. I was like, he's just sitting there and seems so high. And I'm like, okay, it gotta be. Let's see, I mean, I honestly, like, say something like some dark conscience, such as, what if Alexa Bliss, like, beats the shit out of Nikki Cross and drags her lifeless body to the back into the Firefly Funhouse and then just do what she did to Friendship Fall to Nikki Cross to write her off TV? Like, that's dark shit to do. Like, you basically kill somebody.
I mean, yeah, like, are they trying to say you should take it back to the ministry to take it? Well,
I mean, people? You know, maybe, I would say, but they gotta try to do something, because the people going to automatically think of stuff for the men to do. But like, you gotta think of stuff for the women to do also.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can even make the women, if you want to make them more sexier or act more sexier or, you know,
Question.
Yeah.
Does this mean we can get, men on women violence, too?
That's what I think needs to happen. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I would like to see RK yell to, like, Nia Jax.
Yeah, like, again, like, I mean, I really think that... I'm not saying you had to go... Like, in my personal opinion, Stone Cold Lita is, like, the line that you don't cross.
Well, you're not beat him, like, destroy him, but, like...
But you, as soon as I say that, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I think, like, you don't go back. I think WWE, even at that time, in 2001, they crossed the line with that one. I was like, okay, you really shouldn't do that. Okay?
I think you should just hit your finisher home, and that's it.
Yeah.
Just start punching them and stomping them and elbowing them.
And they, like, give them 11 cheer shots and shit, then a stunner. And then talk shit in their face and pour beer on, like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, calm down. Excuse my language, but that's what it was. I was like, yo, bro, you need to... That was just not right. So, it didn't get him over as a heel no more than it was the day before. So I truly think that that's not the way it should be going. But I do think that man or woman violence, could benefit from that, maybe.
Even they did do it kind of
earlier
this year with Beth Phoenix too.
Yeah, with Beth Phoenix getting RKO, and yeah, you can have some women that, you know, attack the men also. I'm saying, but you know, there could be some, you know, I would say, like, you know, either a hard clothesline or a finisher or whatever the case may be. Like, if you have Sasha Banks beat up Carmella's guy, you know, that sits at the table all the time, I'm like, alright, well then, like, if you get a cheap shot on her because he's a heel, and I mean, just a cheap shot, you know, or it's kind of like, remember when Baron Corbin gave Becky Lynch the End of Days and everybody, like, popped, especially here in Philly? Was like, whoa, that's new.
Yeah, that's good. Especially he said, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly. I was like, that was dope, but Seth Rollins got all pissed and shit, and I was like, well, give Lacey Evans a curb stop.
I know he wasn't gonna do that. I thought he was gonna do like a super kick at least, a clothesline. So
yeah, I think they could, you know, benefit from doing that, because you gotta do something with the women also. You gotta.
I mean, why don't we have them look strong too?
Yeah, you can have the women look strong, have them have strong matches, have them be a power, give them some character, give them something to do.
You know, I wouldn't mind they beat up men either.
Like, I mean, like, look, peep this. Natalya is so boring on television, this cat lady thing, but Natalya is one of the most irritated people on YouTube. Her thirsty sister.
I don't know if you call that entertaining or not.
Yo, I was sitting, like, just the thumbnails, and I'm just like, yo, I swear, like, when the cameras go off, y'all fuck it. like, when the cameras go off, you fucking your sister. You have to be. Because I'm like, this right here, y'all be habitual. Y'all be habitual line stepping that line in the video. You see the videos.
I only seen two. I seen one where she like put in the sharpshooter, and then I seen another one where the rest of them like they just pop up on my feet like the clip of like a.
Oh, you ain't see the one where she was feeding her whipped cream in her mouth?
Nah.
They had the episode. What's in my mouth? I'm like, what are you doing?
It seemed like everyone they give each other chops though. It seemed like they do that all the time though.
Exactly. They be trying to. You see, my fingers are going up. Accidentally spraying whipped cream on each other. I'm like, yo, when this camera go off, y'all fuck it. Okay, I'm just saying.
Hey, TJ be there too, so.
And I'm just like, yeah. Like, you know, they had, you know, I just showed my wife some of the thumbnails. She's like, why do y'all hugged up in the bed together? I'm like, to ask me. I don't know. I said, but.
And not just that. Why is, like, the whole chest out? I'm like, just why?
Hey, bruh, I'm telling you, when the camera go off, they fuck it. I'm telling you. Natty will go down here, she's like, yo, I fuck my own sister. that's what's got to be. Dump Thirsty Sisters is in there, and they're doing that. And I'm not saying they got to turn that into no storyline, nothing like that, on camera or something like that, but I'm just saying, but, you know, have an array of characters, have, you know, something different. You know, let Shayna Baszler be the lethal badass that she is. Let Nia Jax get her just due by, like, you know, getting an RKO or stunner again. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I don't know. It got to be something big, something drastic, something that has to change.
Yeah, and we'll see I think we'll see what it is eventually. I don't know how to do it. I don't know if you're going to try to let Triple H run it or Shane run it. I don't know.
Yeah, Vince McMahon's not going back. And people saying, well, attitude era. I'm like, it don't need to go back to the attitude era. It don't. Y'all could just honestly do ruthless aggression. Y'all really can. If Ruthless Aggression was,
Ruthless, at least in Ruthless Aggression era, their matches ended. I don't think not a single match ended in the Attitude Era.
Exactly, and I'm like, I don't think anything stayed in the ring neither.
Interference, no DQ because I'm not looking the referee knocked out. It's like every time.
I'm like people. I'm like y'all don't truly want the Attitude Era back. At least Ruthless Aggression had good wrestling in it, also opposed to just the Attitude Era, and. You know, also, when you have a big time match, you can add a little blood to it. If you're gonna have Hell in a Cell, it should be blood in there.
Okay.
You should have some kind of blood in there. No more referee stoppages for Hell in a Cell matches. That's dumb.
If we have blood, I want it to be regular blood. I don't need Ric Flair idea with his whole head.
that Ric Flair. Dusty Rhodes, but I call it the NWA blade job.
I call it coast to coast.
Yeah. Oh.
One side of the forehead to the other.
Is that yeah?
Coast to coast. Yep.
Or that New Jack swipe. That just slice your artery.
That could mean many things. I don't know.
It could be, but I'm like if you get dark like that, you know. Kind of like, remember when Samoa Joe was reading the big time story that AJ Styles about his family? And like, and he's not the dude, he's like, yo, Wendy, I'm home.
So you actually want to see Samoa Joe choke out a kid? I don't know. I might
want to
see that. Where's your dad? I don't know.
Oh, go to sleep. Bruh. Now, if he chokes him out, but they go to black, kind of like, remember when Brian Pillman held the gun out and then went to black? I'm telling you, it could be something like that, but it can be more along the lines of, you know, you couldn't write out, and then it'll get people talking about it. It'll get them talking about it.
Similar, but not as violent as the scene in Logan. Not as violent, but similar.
Whoa, that was, talk about say, that was, that shit made me mad in Logan.
Not as violent, but like, just... I'm gonna go to your house and beat up your family if you ain't fighting me. I don't know.
Uh huh.
Maybe not. they get actors to play family members. Let's kick a one-legged man down the stairs again. I don't know.
Oh, like Zach Gowen?
Yes.
Oh, that was not funny, but I laughed.
Beat somebody up in front of his mama.
It should be something along those lines. Then SmackDown happened this week. I thought the good was the Kevin Owens cause of Roman Reigns. And then throughout the whole night, Jey Uso is beating down Kevin Owens until we get to the end. And then Roman and Jey pile up all this table ass and chairs on Owens. He still gets back up. But I thought that was good. I thought the Sasha Banks and Carmella's thing was, Carmella's entrance was dope. And Sasha Banks come out and looking good, and had a beatdown for her, and the person who makes the table had a beatdown. I thought the Sammy Awards was cool. Sami Zayn won he was on a spoof of the Slammy Awards, and then he won all the Sammy Awards, and Superstar of the Year went to Big E, and Big E came out and was joking at first, and got real serious and beat up Sami Zayn. And then so we're obviously getting the Sammy and Big E rivalry going for any kind of championship. And Bianca Belair taking on Bayley, even though she lost the matchup. Bianca Belair did pretty good against Bayley. You knew she wasn't going to win just yet because ding dong, hello. You know, I still think Bianca Belair needs to get some more heat on her and to win the Rumble. I don't want.
It's actually a good shirt, by the way.
I want that Ding Dong Hello shirt. I really do. I don't see, because I don't want them to have Bayley against Bianca Belair at the Rumble. I want Bianca to eliminate Bayley at the Rumble.
Okay.
As I said, then when we go to the bad, I mean, Street Profits versus Dolph and Rudolph was not that good. It had a roll up finish. I hate roll ups.
This should be their time of the year, shouldn't it?
Huh?
This should be their time of the year, shouldn't it?
It should be, but it's not. Then they try to argue with the referee, talk about something. They tied all this. The referee talk about stuff. Well, how you like suspension, huh? I'm like, hold on, little Nate. You don't got that kind of power. Billy Kay teams up with Tamina to take on the Riot Squad. The Riot Squad have gone like a wet fart. It's dead. It's over.
Okay. Real quick.
Yeah.
I saw this like backstage promo of Liv Morgan. Is she dumb?
I don't know what they're doing with the. I really don't know what they're doing with the Riot Squad, because now every time they win, they all hugging each other and shit. And I'm just like, what happened?
She literally said, "I want to meet Wonder Woman." And Ruby Riott was like, "Yeah, Gal Gadot, she's cool." She said, "No. I want to meet the real Wonder Woman."
Not the one that plays her.
Yes, I think we can beat her. What?
I was like, see, that is corny shit right there. That is terrible writing right there. Who would ever in their mind say something like that?
Not even that, but like, we was taking Liv Morgan serious, and then like, now she's dumb?
Yeah, that's why it goes in the bag, because they had Billy Kay team up with Tamina, and I'm just like, so where's Peyton Royce? Get them back together and just have her run the singles match. That's why I think that's
just going out of PC.
And keep Keith Lee out of PC. Oldest beat Shinsuke Nakamura made me cringe.
I heard it was like in 3 minutes.
It was definitely in 3 minutes. Oldest beating Shinsuke Nakamura. That goes in my worst of like the hard to watch at SmackDown. Oldest beating Shinsuke Nakamura in 3 minutes is a disgrace.
This man's like a five-time IWGP heavyweight champion, intercontinental champion, all this stuff, and he gets beat by Otis in 3 minutes.
And I don't even care if he does have Chad Gable with him.
And then you wonder why people will go back to Japan.
Yep. No, I'm good. I'm like, Nakamura deserves a hell of a lot better, and right there, you ain't do that. you didn't do that, and I'm sorry. I don't agree with that at all. That was just dumb to me. So that was the Raw and SmackDown recaps, which felt a lot better than reviewing the whole damn show.
I guess you're right.
I mean, you know, all the pain I go through. There is. Did you hear about the news of they are WWE has offered Matt Riddle like a hold on, wait a minute. Before we get into that, since they want more edgier content, Liv Morgan just said, this just came out an hour ago, Liv Morgan would love to revisit lesbian storyline with Lana.
I mean, okay. Even though I kind of feel bad saying that they didn't need to have the HLA, but now...
There's difference between... Look, I'm going to say it like this. There's difference between HLA and a lesbian storyline. HLA is basically, we're just going to have women who are sexy as hell, rubbing titties, kissing each other, and doing all this kind of stuff with them, basically to turn you on. A lesbian storyline is more so like, I'm trying to focus on just the love of the thing. Like Liv Morgan ain't like she came out there nothing sexy. She came out there in a fly ass pantsuit, you know. And it's just, but like,
then every attire after that has been just amazing.
Say what? Yeah.
Every attire after that has been amazing.
It has. So, but she says she should be open to revisit the storyline. Honestly, that storyline didn't stay in the 2010s because that shit was dumb in the first place. Y'all just dropped it. But I mean, they just show Lana kissing Asuka backstage, and they're thinking about doing, you know, some of that. I mean, you can. Those are darker storylines. Remember when at one point we thought they was doing a lesbian thing with Bayley and Sasha?
Yeah, I don't know why people thought that. I didn't.
Because here go Sasha talking about, because I love you, all right?
Yeah, friends can't say that to each other, apparently.
I mean, they can, but the way that Sasha was doing on was like, you know what I'm saying? You're so irresistible.
Yeah, I didn't want to beat you up because I love you. Like, I don't know why people was like, oh, it's like, yeah, man, it's a best friend for like 4 years, of course. Do you think they'll get like Matt Riddle like smoking in the back or something, doing crack or something in the back?
Like, no, I don't need to do that. But it could be like a Friday thing where they roll the window down and all the smoke come out. Like, bro,
what if all the legends come back and they just saw them doing the cocaine and drugs on the '90s and steroids and stuff?
Yeah, you know that's not happening. That's just not happening.
But the Undertaker had his farewell. They would show all of them in the back doing their cocaine.
No. We definitely good. So I mean, she said she could revisit that if she wanted to. So I'm like, I mean, okay, if you want to revisit it, fine. I mean, like I said, it wasn't needed, but I mean, if you want to, that is something that they haven't explored. They haven't done right. They have not explored a gay or lesbian relationship or anything on screen before. Sonya Deville wants to do it with Mandy Rose.
Yeah, but how would they? They don't know anybody, so how would they do it? They gotta hire somebody to help them with that.
But here's the thing. Sonya Deville is actually a lesbian.
I know, but yeah. They probably need more. Like, you can't have just Sonya Deville reporting to a writer in Vince about her sexuality.
I mean, it'll be better than her not reporting to them at all. If she tells them, this is what I would do, this is how you should write the story. And if Mandy Rose is like, okay, she can help him out with it too. Like, they need to have input on their story because this is what they would do, opposed to Vince just writing for.
They need more people though. They would need more. They can't just be them, a writer, and Vince. Is what I'm saying, because you know Vince is gonna we're gonna add this to it, and they'll probably, like, I can see Sonya and Mandy just wanting to keep it simple, and then Vince wanting to add all these layers that just don't need to be there on it.
That's what I'm Vince saying. Like, won't want to turn it into extra. Vince will want to turn it into a porno. That's what Vince will want to do. Vince will want to turn it into, like, you know, Mandy Rose is in the hotel room and then this other woman is in the shower, like, don't you want me, Mandy? And then Sonya be like, what the hell is going on? Like, Vince be like, yeah. just get off of that shit. But I'm like, opposed to Sonya Deville, like, I had to do all this stuff to my best friend because I'm in love with you. It could be something. It could be that we have done romance storylines before in the past with men and women. Why can't we do the same thing? And if they want to share an on-screen kiss, it's fine. I'm not saying they got to tongue it down like Lita and Edge did. You know, say that was, or like Candice Michelle and Vince did, or like, Well, you know, say like there are certain levels to this. You can share a regular kiss on screen. Like this, come on, you are a man. Let's be real with yourself. It's different if you see like okay, if Liv Morgan and Lana shared a kiss, kind of like when I seen Lana kiss Asuka backstage, it did nothing for me. It was like, okay. But now, if you see them groping and grabbing ass and then, you know, just sitting there and, you know, just like getting into it, like, yo, whoa, like Edge and Lita, then it's like, yeah, you're going down the wrong market type thing.
Okay.
Or remember when, Paige used to like lick the Taya's face in the ring.
I never understand why people like was really like over for that. But I guess like it's Paige and
it's a porno. You know she's doing sexual shit, and it's just like it's in the ring. Yeah, niggas, excuse me, guys are gonna go crazy for that. That's what it is. Like any man who's listening to this podcast right now knows damn well they have watched porn. So, right then and there, you already know that when something sexy happens, you know they're going to get the rocks off. Now, honestly, you can have darker content without them, you know, sitting there, out there trying to degrade these women to get the rocks off. This ain't WEW, so we ain't got to do none of that. But if she wants to revisit the storyline, I say, what's the problem with that? The problem with it, I mean, obviously, is that the storyline fucking sucked. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we don't need, you know, need that. But, you know, I mean, they got to do something. So, also, Brandi Rose and Cody Rose are expecting a baby. So, that's some good news for the couple. Because I, you know what? I enjoy Brandi and Cody as a couple. Do you?
Yeah, no, they're cool. They do remind me sometimes of Triple H and Stephanie sometimes.
Not at all. But why do you say that?
Because Cody is almost like Triple H and Stephanie. Had to win every week, had to come out and cut a promo every week.
Okay, you mean in wrestling terms? I'm like, yeah, but no.
Yes, wrestling terms. Yeah.
I'm about to say, because no, it looked like Brandi be just, you know, Cody don't be getting away with shit now. Like the way she came out and cursed out Jay Cargill, that's the same way she would come out and curse out Cody when he come back to the house. You better remove them Diet Cokes from around my house. All right, no problem.
I think Cody just chill. Like she don't even got to yell. She can just say, hey, "Can you do this?" And he's like, "Yeah, all
right,
cool." Yeah.
Cody dealt with a black woman. You know damn well Cody chill. He like, I ain't trying to get him in that.
What I'm saying, I think he's chill when I heard he even have to like do all the quote unquote blackness. can you move that over? I don't want this on my table. All right, whatever. Yeah, cool. She don't gotta. Didn't I tell you to move this? I don't think she gotta do all that.
I don't know. I mean, you'd be surprised. But maybe when he came back home with that tattoo on his neck, she's like, "No, nigga."
Oh, well, yeah, not that. That was a problem.
She said, "What?"
I know for sure that one was a problem. But other than that, I don't know. But tattoo was definitely like.
And remember when she came out and she cursed him out for leaving all the Diet Cokes around in the house?
Well, I mean, come on now. Get those out of here.
Get it out of here. Yeah, no, I just wanted to mention, I mean, I don't understand, like, you brought up at a point that you don't know why they started the storyline, because I didn't know she was pregnant until, because she was in the storyline with Shaq and Jade and all of them, and I thought they was going to do this whole storyline, but now, oh, she's pregnant, and I'm like, are they going to show her being pregnant on screen? Like, she's just going to be a thing where it's just like, you know, they're going to incorporate it in the storyline?
I don't know, but like, I'm just saying she had enough of a baby bump for her to like take a little clothing off the scarf off and you can see it. So if they knew she was that far out, why even start this little thing with Jade? Like she has a cast, a fake cast on her arm because Jade quote unquote broke her arm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why even get into that if you already knew you were like, you know.
You know, I mean, I agree with you on that one. I don't understand why I was like that neither, but, I mean, my God. I'm just happy for them, you know, that, because a lot of times when it comes to women in professional wrestling, they want to have families, but they can't because they got to, you know, wrestle and maintain their bodies like that. But I'm like, I'm just saying, hey, you know, congratulations to them for actually going out there and doing it. But the real shit, literally, there's really nothing more to say about the Matt Riddle getting a contract extension. Probably don't do it, but I don't know if Matt Riddle wants to go to AEW or not. He just probably.
I don't even know. I would want him to be there, honestly. But
wait, in AEW or WWE?
In AEW.
Yeah, I probably not. I'm like, you can just stay in WWE right now, and then he'd be cool. I mean, honestly, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want the best for Matt Riddle because Matt Riddle is an awesome talent. But, you know, I don't know if he wants the money or if he wants the credibility, you know. But I, honestly, I think he would just go to Japan if he was to leave anyway. It's like
Jeff Cobb.
Yeah, he's like the RVD / Pete Davidson of WWE right now.
And I think Vince. I don't know if that's good or bad, honestly.
Well, guys, look.
He's the drug head of
well, yeah, well, you already know that. But, guys, thank you for listening to the No Gimmicks Needed Wrestling Podcast. There wasn't really that much to talk about. I wasn't going to go extensive into stuff that I really didn't care about. Stay tuned for our TLC review tonight after it goes off on the air, stuff like that. So, make sure you guys stay tuned for that. Check us out on spacesphilly.com where you can check out other content such as Lulu and Pop, Lulu and Pop Horror Show, Both Sides, and Market Dark Show. Check us out on there as well, the No Give Me See the Wrestling Podcast, Turntable Hip Hop Culture and Beyond, Nerdgasm Talk Podcast, and Drunk Thoughts Sober Tongues along with Ball and Zodge Podcast. Find us on all the podcast apps, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that great stuff. Check out the snippets on YouTube Premium. Check out the Prime Nostalgia Podcast every single Friday. Hopefully by next week we can talk about, you know, some things. Hopefully some trailers to be dropping to give hints out like that. Make sure you guys also check out the new podcast that's coming. The Prime Conversations, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep, all right. Then check out also next week, we plan on doing our best and worst of 2020 in wrestling. That should be an interesting thing. We go probably come back.
I already got the worst. The Big Show has a Christmas special, so that's the worst.
Lord Terry! we're going to talk about the best and worst that happened in 2020 for, WWE and who we lost. And then we're going to probably do the Slammy Awards review. And then we're going to bring the PWI Illustrated and go over our mock draft of who we think is going to win, because next issue comes out next month and I plan on picking that up to see who actually won the awards and stuff. So that's my plan. So stay tuned for that show next week and stuff like that. Also, keep watching the Christmas reviews that we keep putting up for you guys. I know it's not been as consistent as I wanted it to be, but make sure you stay tuned for all that. And then, you know, Prime is my motivator, so I'm going to try to keep giving you guys content, but the Nerd Coalition is going on a little mini vacation next week, you know, for the holidays. So like, subscribe, and share if you also listen to it, if you're listening to snippets on YouTube and stuff like that, or check out the YouTube channel. Check out Teespring / The Real Nerd Coalition for your No Gimmicks Needed wrestling merchandise, and you fight COVID-19 with your COVID 19 NC Studios mask, or No Gimmicks Needed. I would put a No Gimmicks Needed wrestling mask up there too. Why not? So once again, we are out. We come right up on 90 minutes. So I thought that was kind of cool. So once again, this is NC, a place to be, children, Mr. A&D, and not Deion Sanders for Prime Time.
All right, y'all.
All right, and Q Flow, wherever you're at, take us out.
We're bringing nerdgasm to your ears. Welcome to the show. We don't need any gimmicks, you already know. So sit back, relax, and hit the like button. Go and share with your friends and keep the likes coming. Swag on trivia and prompts top five. Either way, it's fun and you're hearing it live. Join with your host, Mr. A&E. Yeah, you know it's the place to be, it's NC.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.